Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived at our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And this morning, we will be amplifying the voice of one of the very best to have come out of Jamaica, the reggae and lovers rock singer. The man was born Michael Johnson, known to the world as Mikey Spice. Anthony Turner, please introduce our guest.
Well, Ross Clem, I just said our special guest on Mic Check this morning. He is singer Mikey Spice, a dazzling multi-instrumentalist, learning to play the guitar, bass, drum, trumpet, piano, saxophone, flute, harp, and clarinet before he was 13 years old. 7 years later, he decided on a reggae career. And after working with several bands, Spice began recording in 1991. A successful live date at 1993 Reggae Sound Splash sparked his Ras Records debut, Happiness, released in 1995. Followed the next year by Born Again, Jah Lifted Me, appeared in 1997, Harder Than Before was issued in 2001. With the chart success of Born Again, following his summertime hit, Practice What You Preach, Mikey Spice had proven that he was here to stay. Mike was actually raised on the rousing spiritual music of the Church of God in Kingston, where his father served as bishop, inspired by international singers such as Lou Rawls, Barry White, and Teddy Prendergast. Mike took up residency on Jamaica's North Coast in 1984 and quickly established himself as a leading vocalist and a guitarist for many of the bands on the cabaret circuit. The late 90s also found Mikey making a name for himself as a studio musician and harmonist singer for many of Jamaica's leading artists. We're talking about people like Gregory Isaacs, Dennis Brown, Tootsie Bird, Frederick McGregor, Frankie Paul, and Tiger. And here we are today, Mikey getting ready to grace the Westchester Reggae Fest. We will welcome you, Mr. Mikey Spice, to grace.
The man with the baritone voice. The man who has his way with the ladies. Mikey Spice.
Can you hear me screaming from afar? Somebody help me from this height. Don't want to fall. But if I do, would you catch me? Now take the whole thing from beginning. Press rewind and things will come.
So once again, we welcome Mr. Mikey Spice to Groovin' Radio. Mikey, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I am doing blessed, man. Anthony, you got the baritone voice there. Good morning, man. How you doing? How is everything, Mikey?
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
You know, as I welcome you to Groovin' Radio, you're making your second appearance here on Mic Check. But boy, the last time you were here, Mikey Spice, I got two calls that Saturday morning. I got one from the late Earl Moody at Moody's Record. He said he's never sold so many Mikey Spice CDs in his life. And then VP Records called me and said, what's going on with Mikey Spice? I said, well, Mikey Spice is still here. So Mikey Spice is still here with us. How's life? How's everything, Mikey?
Let's see, number better. I give God thanks, you know?
Indeed. You know, you recently celebrated a birthday, and as I look at your bio again, I realize that, boy, Mikey Spice grew up in the church. A man of the church.
I tell you.
What was it like growing up in the church, Mikey, and even singing and playing in the church? What was that like? And it was your dad was the bishop there, huh?
Oh, listen to me now. I just can't remember many Sunday crying. That's all I can remember. It was a task for a young man, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I think that it had groomed me in a very special way that now I can see and really appreciate. Mm-hmm. You know, because then I used to rebel, but now as a grown man, I can actually see the real purpose. Here I am on the phone with you this morning.
Yes indeed. How has the music been to Mikey Spice? Because man, when I look at the list of music that Mikey Spice has given us and continue to give us, how has the music been to Mikey Spice?
I can't be ungrateful. and there's no sense I ever cry on spilled milk because whatever is, you know. But for years, I thought no one was actually hearing or listening. You know, you just this music and you do it, and you do it because that's you. But and after a while, it's like finally you see where it's actually fulfilling. It's coming to the surface, and if for the question itself, I'm really grateful. The music has been doing good for me.
Indeed. You know, you have done some extraordinary song. The first song we played this morning, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. And folks, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it speaks volume. Because, you know, sometimes, Mikey, people see us and we may look jovial and happy.
I'm telling you.
But if they walk a mile in a Mikey Spy shoes.
I'm going to be honest, you know, I give them a two jump. A mile, I wouldn't even say a mile if they could walk a few yards. A mile is actually a step, but
yeah.
It's really a journey, boy.
Indeed. And then you have songs like this one. Like this one.
In the morning.
The voice of the one and only.
A flower sleeps and dies.
Hey.
Rolling like a thunder now. As I look in your eyes.
Ladies, he's coming to town.
I'll hold on to your body. And feel it move you, make. Your voice is warm and tender. A love that I could not forsake. You are my lady.
Wow.
I am your man.
You know, Mikey, I am sure that there are many singers, not only reggae singers, not only lovers rock singers, but even R&B singers who will envy a Mikey Spice for that voice. Listen to the song.
I wouldn't suggest to anybody to even touch him because, believe me, brother, I, over the years, I think I have ruined enough. I'm trying to preserve as much as I can right now, but
yeah.
Thank you for the compliment.
Boy, Anthony, when you listen to a Mikey Spice, sing a song like this, a song which was done by Air Supply, a song which was covered by a Celine Dion, and you listen, you listen to the power of love by Mikey Spice.
Never wonder where I am, cause I am always by your side.
Now, Anthony, when you listen to Mikey Spice cover a song like this, Anthony, it gives you chills, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about the persons, the singers who he was inspired by, you know, Mikey, people like Lou Rawls, the great Barry White, Teddy Pendergrass, we're talking about some of the best Barry singers ever. So, Mikey, tell us about that song, because I've listened to that song, Practice What You Preach. I've listened to that song maybe a thousand times or more. Talk to us about that song.
That song is a big mistake. if I tell you the truth, I am grateful that it was done.
Uh-huh.
At the time, it's not one of those songs that I would have maybe just sit and say, let me pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found that in the early days, BET used to come out with, like, they have a sample, like, whenever new stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm.
This was in New York at the time, and I heard the song.
Mm-hmm.
And briefly, and that's like, I was even sure. Mm-hmm. I knew the progression of the chord progression for the song.
Mm-hmm.
The singer who really wanted to see it could not play.
Mm-hmm.
I end up starting the song, which is a 1-6-2-5 progression. And the producer said, sing the song of me here. And I lean in a corner and just sing the song. Is that even one that I actually put an effort or, you know, said, you know, let me do a song? I just did it because I thought it was going to be a rough vocal for whoever was going to sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
That song was recorded Saturday night, Saturday evening, play Saturday night, sleep Sunday morning, and that is it.
Wow. Wow. You know, boy, I tell you this, Mikey, you have a way when you perform to captivate the ladies. And I tell you this, there's something about a Mikey Spice, his voice, and the way he treats the stage. A song like this one, Mikey Spice. A song like this one. Happy hour. Happy hour.
Tonight, hey. Tell me what it's gonna be between you and me. Now we find out that we have the same dream. Can I take you home and rock your boat? Cause you see all night, we can tie like a gift of old. I like to hear your voice whisper in my ear, saying things that I wanna hear. Let me feel your fingers through my hair. Do things to me, baby, put me straight to bed. You were mine. Happy hour.
No, Mikey Spice, a lot of ladies are listening this morning, and you're telling them that they are your happy hour. You have a way with ladies, Mikey Spice. Mikey.
It's a schoolboy thing.
It's a schoolboy thing.
But tell my brother, you know, say even time they leave school, you go a bus stop to hang out with your favorite girls, you know?
So, boy, it's a long time Mikey Spice has having his way with the ladies, huh?
Boy, I'm going to tell the truth, you know, I think I get enough practice.
No. The list of song that Mikey Spice has done and has given us. Is there a favorite Mikey Spice song that Mikey Spice have to perform when he plays? Is there a special song that you must perform?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, there's a special song, but I've never performed it. Yeah, I've never had it. I mean, most of the show, if you understand a reggae show, I would call festival our genre, our music. Mm-hmm. Reggae music seems to have these things where other posts that you find 30, 15, 20 this artist. Mm-hmm. And when you go on stage, you don't have like 5-10 minutes to perform.
Right.
So most of these shows don't, that's why I don't really do these shows. Mm-hmm. If I can't do in concert, mm-hmm. or I can't do, I don't do these shows. So most of these shows, that's why you don't see me a lot of these shows, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you go over and people, it's just a bus to place. I am not a bus to place artist. I don't, mm-hmm. it has to have some form of interest, some form of stability for me to stand up and run around and just I don't really fancy that kind of performance.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it has to be very personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My music is personal. I don't just want to show it all like graphic or con to the phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get to perform it, I can't get to distribute or, illustrate what I'm saying, it don't make sense for me.
Mm-hmm. 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 What keep Mikey Spice motivated these days, and what gives you the encouragement to continue this stellar singing career that you have had over the years, Mikey? What encourages you on a daily basis to continue?
I'm going to tell this design, I would most say purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I would want to use. Purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I found my purpose, I realized that it don't make sense. I try to be a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a mace, an accountant, or look after a office job. For me, my purpose is to minister.
Mm-hmm.
And how I minister, I don't just minister to the ear. Mm-hmm. I have to minister to the soul.
Indeed.
And when you minister to the soul, it basically feeds everything between the ear, the counter, everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me,
it's really for purpose.
Indeed, indeed. And speaking of ministering to the soul, there's a song I'm going to play, Anthony Turner. And you, Anthony, might be hearing this song for the first time. I speak of encouragement. I speak of what encouraged a Mikey Spice. We spoke about Mikey growing up a bit in the church. His father was the bishop there. Take a listen to this Mikey Spice song, Anthony. And ladies and gentlemen, it's called Encourage Yourself.
Sometimes
voice of Mikey Spice.
Have to encourage yourself.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes
victory.
Indeed.
Doing the test.
Indeed.
No matter how speak a word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Mikey Spice, encourage yourself. You know, a lot of people will not and cannot imagine a Mikey Spice being in the church settings as a young boy growing up.
Listen to me now, my life would not be what it is if I had no ground, have no root within the ministry, because I'm going to be honest with you, for what I'm seeing today, I am so grateful to my parents, my dad especially. Because I really couldn't stand that man. I didn't even know I could have loved that man, you know. That man has put me through hell growing up as a kid. Because he was very strict, he was very stern. But then now, I'm looking back at my young days, and I'm so blessed. That's the word I could use. I'm so grateful that I able to went through the rigid part of understanding what it was going to be, which is now.
You know, growing up in Jamaica and a Mikey Spice, them said preacher man, children, and policeman fitting the must not be seen. You know, so I can understand growing up in a very strict household. You know, you grew up in a preacher man house. I grew up in a policeman house. And trust me, Mikey Spice, it was very, very strict. And you had to walk a straight line. But then sometimes, Mikey, listen, man, sometimes we just bust out and drop a tune like this. We just bust out and run away. Hey, hey, hey. Mikey Spice.
All about you. LA's fine sunshine most of the time. And the feeling is laid back.
Oh, yeah.
Palm Tree Road, ranks so low.
Keep working my way back.
I keep working my way back.
Yes, indeed. Saturday, September 2nd, Mikey Spice comes to town.
Now I'm a Jamaican boy who's born and raised.
Nowadays,
I'm lost between two shores.
Indeed. L.A.'s fine.
L.A.'s fine, but it ain't home.
New York is home,
but it ain't mine.
Nope.
No more. I am myself.
No, I can tell you this, Mikey Spice, that the ladies cannot wait for you to deliver this one. But I can also tell you this, you know, Mikey, because you see, us as men, sometimes we act like we don't want to sing them song out loud, you know, but listen to me now, Mikey, man.
Listen to me now, man. I give you a very brief each traveling song. When I decide, because this is a song I used to sing years on and on, but when I finally decided I was going to take this song to the front door, the producer that I brought it to refused it enough.
Really?
Yes, the man said, people who I hear them song there. And I had to go in my pocket and produce it myself.
Wow.
And I actually did it, everything from the instrument that was coming up. And when the song
I think that's one of the parts of it. He died after because it was too much. It was like, and that song, you know, that song been done more than 20 years, you know.
Yeah, man. It's a very serious song, you know, Mikey. Boy, sometimes I keep playing this song over and over again, and every time I'll play this song on radio, and even other radio disc jocks, when they play this song, I mean, it is just a different sound and a different feelings, and this is one of my favorite Mikey Spice song, you know, but...
That's supposed to tell us something that we are really shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in our music genre, because I don't know what is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of so confused in terms of what is actually coming out of Jamaica, and it's kind of bleeding. But then when I see a song like this that has been so long, this song was done like many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally when it put out, it's still fresh.
Relevant.
Yes,
I can't
understand.
It's like the people are short, the people need something, the people have missed something, but they've been just fed I'll call it garbage. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what is going on these days. But I'm really grateful, give thanks.
Anthony.
Yeah, Mikey, what I was gonna ask you, because they North Coast in Jamaica has birthed some of the great vocalists out of Jamaica.
Oh, listen to me, no man.
We talk about AJ, who used to mash up stage.
Listen to me, no man.
And then you came out of that North Coast.
Listen to me, no man. Listen to me, no man.
As a training ground for you.
Yes, sir. That was the college. That was the university for us.
That was where it, you know, everything got molded, and
yeah.
Now, Mikey, next week Saturday, it's Labor Day weekend. You are coming to New York City. You're coming to the Westchester Reggae Festival. Third World is celebrating 50 years. Luciana, the messenger, Rolling Stone just voted last year to say that Luciana is one of the best 200 vocalists of all time. Mikey Spice will be sharing the stage with a stellar group of artists backed by Derek Barnett and the Statement Band. What can, and first we're going to talk about the ladies. What can the ladies expect, Mikey Spice?
I'm going to tell you the truth, don't expect anything less than what you expect. Anything you expect, that's what you're going to get.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm not going to raise the bar. I'm not going to drop it. I'm just going to leave it to whatever it is, that because I don't think I can serve any short or less than what I normally do. So all I can tell them, just don't miss it,
ladies and gentlemen.
If you miss it, then the next day you're gonna regret, because you're gonna hear about it and you're gonna say sorry, you never come. And but I tell the man, him say, yo, bring on a lady. Here for them, make them come in. Them can't see what I do.
Oh boy!
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. And make the ladies them have a good time.
You know,
drink a beer out of her.
Wow! You know, Mikey Spice, my brother, my brother DJ Roy always says, love the woman them, respect the man them. So you, boy, we love the woman them. So I want the woman them for come inside of the venue.
Yes, sir. Let the whole of them come and pay for all we. All them friends, if them can pay for. If I can't see the car, I win.
Well, you know, Mikey, we're not going to let you go yet, you know, because there's a song that I am begging. There's a song that DJ Ra is begging. There's a song that a whole heap of people around here is begging. And me, I'm going to tell you this, you know, Mikey, Lord have mercy. You better call out the Lord now, because this is the tune. Mikey Spice, we are begging that tune, yeah. Mikey Spice, we are begging that tune, yeah. What you say, Mikey?
I'm going to make sure I try my best Spanish bar.
Boy, I tell you. Hey.
In the midst of my success, the enemies arise.
That's right.
And they're trying to eat up my soul. Oh, yeah.
But I know that love will always protect me.
That's right.
And he'll preserve my soul. Oh, yeah.
Now, Mikey, I just got a text from a young lady by the name of Allison Hyman. And she says, all it says is Allison Hyman, Mikey Spice, love, 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 appear, love, Mikey Spice. No, Mikey, stay where you are. When we come back, we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back,
That's all right, man.
Yeah, man. Stay where you are, my brother. Stay where you are. Yeah, man. Hey.
Let them be ashamed who seek up to my.
Saturday, September 2nd. Ladies, Mikey Spice.
I am my sand. This is Mikey Spice, and you listen to Ras Clem on Grooving Radio.
The voice of the one and only Mikey Spice.
Of my success, the enemy's horizon.
What a tune.
And they're trying to eat up my soul. Oh, yeah.
What a tune.
But I know that love will always protect me.
It has, you know. It has.
And he'll preserve my soul. Oh, yeah. Make it so God.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
Yes, man.
And lift me high. So that they can see I'm a shouting out, Ali, Ali, oh. I can see Moses on the hilltop.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we return for the final 24 minutes of our Grooving Radio's presentation this morning, our very special guest this morning is the one and only Mikey Spice, and we're amplifying the voice of one of the very best, one of the finest singers to ever come out of Jamaica. Anthony Turner is also a part of the conversation. Welcome back, Mikey Spice.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Welcome back, Anthony.
Yeah, man, enjoying the interview.
No, Mikey, you see this tune, you know? You see this tune, you know? You have to make sure, you know, because I am going to be on one side of the stage, and I'm going to place DJ Rye on the other side of the stage, and we can't wait for your bust that tune, you know, because we are going to be the backup singers, you know?
That's all right, boy.
Boy, Mikey, that tune, you know, I'm powerful tune, you know? Powerful tune, my brother. Boy, I tell you, you have given us so much, Mikey Spice. You have given us so much of your life, so much of your time, so much of your voice, and we want to commend you for the great body of work that you have given us so far, and you continue to give us. And I'm sure, come next week, Saturday, no one will walk away from the Westchester County Center disappointed, because after Mikey Spice, Luciana and Third World and Derek Barnett and the Statement Band, musically, they're going to set the place on fire. And Mikey Spice, we cannot say thank you enough for what you've given us. Yeah, man. So I hope this morning has been empowering to you, and it was a good way to spend your Saturday morning, sir.
I tell you, it's a serious awakening for me, because I am so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so delightful to hear that somebody actually paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, you paint a picture, and it's like, there's very few people who would understand what you do on the canvas, you know, until it's finished, you know? I'm really so grateful.
Well, we are grateful, we are thankful. And, you know, Mikey, this presentation here, and it could be our last Saturday morning on this radio station. We're not closing up shop, but this radio station has been sold, and you have been a part of us here, because I remember the first time I met you, Mikey Spice. You played at an event up in Connecticut. It was called The Taste of the Caribbean. And I remember, yes, man, and I remember coming to Mikey Spice and said, boy, I would love to do an interview with Mikey Spice. And Mikey said, interview. And the Saturday morning when you came here, boy, I tell you, it was a morning to remember. And this morning, yes, man, this morning, based on the texts that I'm getting here, Mikey Spice, people really cannot wait to see you. They love you. They enjoy your music. And boy, it's been a pleasure, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and thank you very much. I tell everybody, boy, love you too. New York. Enough, a shock. Because I've been waiting for so long. Mm-hmm. I don't know why New York don't give me the show, but it's all good because shows like these are special for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, it's really my agent kind of preach a sermon.
Yeah.
I'm able to come. You know,
yeah, man.
I really want to take the show because the show wasn't really...
I tell you the truth, you know, Mikey, I tell you the truth, you know, it's been weeks. It's been weeks that this announcement should have been made, you know. And I watched and I listened. But strategically, you know, Mikey, strategically, there's some time when your last name is Spice, you know. Mike is Spice, you know. So guess what?
I know my last name is...
No, Spice. I know your last name is Johnson, but musically, it is Spice.
Okay.
So adding the Spice when it was added, boy, yeah. it just stirred the pot some more, eh? next week Saturday, yeah. Mikey Spice, Luciana, and Third World. It's been a pleasure, Mikey Spice. So we thank you so much.
Indeed.
So we thank you again. Can't wait for you come to town, brethren.
Yeah, man. See you soon, man.
All right, Mikey Spice. This one is called Born Again. Mikey Spice. Hey.
The man who knows right from wrong.
Hear the church coming out, Anthony. Hear the church coming out. Indeed. Mikey Spice. Yeah, man.
Good Lord. You have answered my prayer.
Yes, indeed.
From all strains and misery. You have lifted me up. Oh, when put me higher.
Boy, the catalog is deep.
From all sins and misery, and born again.
Wow.
Moving and free from sin.
You know, Mikey, we may have to have a Mikey Spice night alone, because may I tell you.
That would be the deal, because I have some song where I don't know when I'm going to be able to sing some of these songs. I have too much songs that nobody seems to have a clue what's going on.
Boy, Mikey, when I dig through all these folders and I look at the different Mikey Spice, you know, folks, you have to understand, we have an artist like a Mikey Spice who has been good to us, is a very special artist. And you said something earlier on in terms of the music, and we talk about it all the time. You know, I can play any one of these Mikey Spice tune, and that was released years ago, and people will sing along with them. But the music that is coming out of Jamaica today, we can't do that, Mikey.
Why? I don't know what's going on, brother. And I just have to really turn to the scripture and realize that.
Indeed.
Okay, cool. Because this is serious, and nobody seems to be saying anything or acknowledge, because the leaders still have jump up and the wind up and grab up themselves, and the songs are basically demoralizing. I can't figure it out, but I guess they say it's a new thing, right?
Yeah, I saw them say. Next week, Saturday, Mikey Spice, ladies and gentlemen. I saw them say.
I saw them say.
Yeah, man. Can't wait for you to come to town, my brethren. Next week, Saturday night, is going to be special. Ladies, please call 914-417-1686. That is 914-417-86 for all ticket information and beyond. Mikey Spice, thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Anthony, that was Mikey Spice. Wow. Ladies, that was Mikey Spice joining us here on Groovin' Radio. Anthony, we have come to the end of, yes, we have come to the end of another mic check. And as I said before, this may just well be. This may just well be, Anthony, our final mic check presentation here on 93.5 FM. I gotta say, Colgate is also a big part of the Westchester Reggae Festival. They're giving out some VIP bags. So ladies and gentlemen, when you come to the event next week, if you are at the, if you have a VIP ticket and you're in the VI, and you come to the VIP party, you're gonna be getting a gift bag from Colgate. All the artists will be fed by no other than the finest Jamaican restaurant on the planet, Anthony Turner. That is no other than the Door Restaurant. Anthony, it's been a pleasure.
I'm feeling it in a rescue. I don't think this is going to be the final one. For some reason, I feel that. But looking back, Rasklim, boy, I'm just looking on some of the names of the folks that we have interviewed. How long it has been, because I'm
officially Groovin' Radio is here 11 years going on to 12 years in this time slot. Officially Groovin' Radio is here. For me here, I have to go back to 2001, 2002, starting here on WVIP 93.5. Was a part of the R5 radio team. We transitioned into WB Radio, which I actually started with Fat Forward and his brother Lanny G. Then we joined J.R. Allen and the Rely on Us radio team to turn into J.R.S. Radio. And then we officially launched Groovin' in the Park 13 years ago. I took 1 hour on a Sunday evening. It was called the Groovin' Hour. And then we transitioned into Groovin' Radio. Christopher Roberts, I got to say thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much, my partner, my other executive producer for Groovin' Radio. Miss Andrea Bullins and the Bullseye Marketing Team for marketing this program the way it has been marketed, Anthony Turner. Your contribution, Breadman's contribution, Max D's contribution, Earl Bailey contribution, Desmond Palmer contribution. And then you look at the list of people who we have interviewed over the years, Anthony Turner. I do hope that we were able to really touch people's life in a very positive way. I'm going to miss I'm going to miss what we have here, especially on a Saturday, Anthony Turner, from Junior Jirawa Blake to the Bayesian King over at VP Radio, transitioning to Groovin' Radio, to the Wake Up Radio team with Uncle Carl B. Moxie, Irie Jammy celebrating 30 years on radio, Link Up Radio. These Saturdays will never be the same, Anthony. Eh?
Let me ask you something, because you typically are the one asking all the questions. So let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. In all the years, all the interviews, and there's just so many to remember. I mean, you asked the question of Cat Crow last week, a standout moment, a standout interview. For you, tell me one or two. I mean, I know one or two in my, you know, what is special for me, but tell me a standout interview.
You know, Anthony, there's so many standout interview. When we were able to interview, you know, the heads of states that we have interviewed, folks like Cindy Breakspear, I mean, we have interviewed so many ambassadors, there's so many of them, Anthony. I just cannot put my finger on one pulse. There's so many things that we have done, you know, and there's so many lives that we have touched, Anthony Turner. And even for Groovin' in the Park, when we look at the list of artists that we have brought in and we have presented inside of Roy Wilkins Park, boy, but it doesn't end here. It doesn't end here, ladies and gentlemen. GroovinRadioNY.com, ReggaeKingRadio.com, IslandFlavorRadio.com. We're open to find a dial real soon. There's news that we may be pretty soon on 1190 WLIB. There's also a dial here in Westchester County, 98.9 FM. I will have to work the details out. But for now, ReggaeKingRadio.com, GroovingRadioNY.com, and IslandFlavorRadio.com. We will continue. This is not the end of the journey. This is not the end of the road. So Anthony, we still have a Saturday morning program to present, you know?
Well, I'm looking. I mean, I have here in my office a number of Grooving in the Park flyers, banners, not all of them. I'm looking on one that says Sunday, June 29, 2014. Do you remember that day? You remember the interview that we did with a number of reggae legends? I see on the flyer, Phonix, Beresford Hammond, Ear Supply, Master Griffiths, Judy Mort, John Holt. That interview that we did, Freddie McGregor, that was a pivotal moment. Cat Core talk about pivotal moment. I mean, John Holt didn't get to perform at Groovin that year, but I remember when we did that conference call with all of those artists, and there was something magical that happened after that interview. Do you remember?
I don't exactly remember, but I remember the interview and Copeland Forbes. You know, thanks to Copeland Forbes also, because he played a very integral role in all of that. And I remember Bob Andy coming back to say to us that not ever in his life, after an event, a producer, a promoter ever called him to say thank you. And Bob Andy will say, boy, you know, I've not really played Grooving in the Park yet. I would love to come back. But sadly, never came back, Anthony. Never came back, huh?
I think about during COVID, when COVID was ravaging our community. Not just our community, but the world. And some of the presentations that we delivered during that period when, I mean, I think about you, when, you know, whatever was happening, and I mean, you couldn't go in the studio, and a lot of things, we went through a lot in those 13 years, you know. I think about Wilfred Rattigan and his presentation here, the sports presentation, boy, it is just a lot. We talk about politicians, we talk about Yvette Clark, the Prime Minister of Jamaica, the Honorable Andrew Holness, the opposition leader. A lot of people we have interviewed, I'm looking on a list here, ask them, Winston Martin, I mean, why?
The list is a very long list. We have gone into Washington, D.C. so many times, the likes of an Akeem Jeffries, who now leads the Democratic Party, Anthony, in Washington, D.C. We have engaged so many different people here on Grooving Radio through our community engagement segment. And let me state this. Grooving Radio was able to assist in raising millions of dollars to assist Jamaica through healthcare, through education. I remember one year we were at the American Friends of Jamaica Gala and someone donated $1 million, Anthony. $1 million. Jaja Foundation just purchased an ambulance that they're shipping down to Jamaica through the assistance of a Grooving Radio. The Organization of International Development, OID, Dr. Roy Street and his team, the Caribbean Medical Mission, the list goes on and on. Our political talk segment, Mic Check, our sports segment, our news segment, our entertainment segment. Folks, what are you going to miss about Grooving Radio here on 93.5? You can drop us an email at groovingradio@gmail.com and tell us, but please follow us to Reggae King Radio, follow us to groovingradio.ny.com, follow us to islandflavorradio.com. People like Peter Campbell, Joan Lewis, Anne-Marie Grant, a list of people who have assisted us over the years, Anthony Turner. And tomorrow evening I'm going to use the final hour to talk about some of these things. It has been a journey. And I'm going to miss what we have presented here over the last couple of years, Anthony.
Yeah, man, I think about that Freddie McGregor interview that, I mean, when we did his bio, just the introduction he was talking about in all the years that he had been on radio, he never felt, I mean, some of the things he didn't even remember that he had accomplished over the years. So these are some pivotal moments that we have impacted people's lives.
You know, Anthony, just to hear Mikey Spice this morning and to feel his reaction, and just to hear Cat Core last week, there's something about when we interview people here on Grooving Radio. There's something about what we have done with them, what we have said, Anthony Turner. And Cat Core said it last week that this was one of the best interview he has ever done. Cat Core has been around in the music business for 50 years, Anthony Turner. But wow, we here at Grooving Radio, there's something about our presentation. Still don't know. Maybe it's the seasoning that they use at the Door restaurant to cook the food, the spice that they use, but something about it. So again, I would like to thank my brothers and sisters here, all the broadcasters, for what you have contributed. If this is our final Saturday morning broadcast, you have been wonderful to us. I remember when I first started here on a Saturday morning, so many people told me that it would not work. So many people told me it would never work, huh?
Royal Radio. Do you remember that, being in the corridor when me and Andrea, we were talking about negotiating for you to be on radio and the name Rasclem came up? That is your name, Rasclem.
So ladies and gentlemen, we have, yeah man, we have come to that moment. We are at the end of a stellar moment here on a Saturday morning. Once again, I will say to our presenting sponsor, the Door Restaurant, the Smokehouse Restaurant, Kingston Corner Shop, Grooving in the Park, Images LLC, and everyone who have come on the journey with us. It has been an amazing journey. And I keep saying this over the last couple of years, you know, that I'm wrapping up my radio career here. And on a whole, I'm wrapping it up. I was giving myself 5 years, Anthony, until I officially retired from my day job. And that's when I was planning to hang it up. But this is now forcing me to kind of speed it up a little bit more. And if we don't find a dial real soon, I don't know what is going to happen, Anthony Turner. I'm going to miss leaving here and listening to Wake Up Radio, driving around on a Saturday and listening to the Irie Jam team. There's so much that we're going to miss. And I am sure, Anthony, there's some things you're going to miss. 60 seconds.
Yeah, man, I love just being here every Saturday morning, religiously preparing for the entertainment report, preparing for the introductions, the bios. I mean, just being a part of Grooving in the Park. I mean, everything. The work, a lot of people don't understand that it's work for us. When they come to the park, it's enjoyment, but it's work for us. But we do it with a sense of pride, and I enjoyed it, you know. So it's a lot. And tears are almost coming, right?
Well, I can tell you, I don't enjoy it. I full joy it, Anthony Turner. It's been a journey from my executive producer, Christopher Roberts, Andrew Bullins, the team at the Door Restaurant, the Smokehouse Restaurant. I'm sure that they're going to journey with us to Reggae King Radio, New York, Grooving Radio, NY.com, Island Flavor Radio.com. And we do hope that the deal with 1190 WLIB can be worked out in a very speedy time, so we could continue on the dial here. My name is Ras Clem, and this is Grooving Radio. Contributing to a final Saturday morning program here, a musical, we had the music of Third World, Luciana, and Mikey Spice. Miss Andrea Bullins joined us in our community engagement segment. We got news from Jamaica. Theodore Henry presented the GIS News. Anthony Turner with Entertainment Report. And Mikey Spice, our very special mic check guest. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team.